Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've taken a few days off for my birthday and had some wonderful visits from family. It was a good time because we're just coming to the end of the biographies in this book, The Degree of the Woman in the Religion of Islam. We're moving now into the last section of the book, which is questions and answers. This first one is questions and answers about menstruation. But looks like there's many different, various subjects. So we'll read and stop when it's time to stop. It goes on for the rest of the book. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. This is on page 141, and this is the 29th recording. Questions and answers about menstruation. Why is it forbidden for women to pray while they have their period? Some believe, people say it's because she isn't clean. Beloved, Sidi's answer. It is important to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the merciful. When a woman has her period, her body is missing many things. For that reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives her a chance to rest. It does not mean that she is not clean. No, she's completely clean because she carries his face. During the days of her period, he gives her the chance to remember his name and to make istighfar. When Allah sent the order to her, beloved, stop praying, this is because he knows what happens to her body during her period. It does not mean that he does not give her what she needs or that he takes something away from her. When she stops praying, it's because she's following the order of Allah. Allah sent the order to pray and also sent the order to take rest during that time. It's important to understand that the soul of a woman is flying in a very deep way. She is in another station during her period, and her body feels different than the way it feels at other times. She is in the deep praying. And again, she is in the deep praying because she is following the order of her beloved God. Question. Does it mean that the time of menstruation is a special kind of praying? And the station of the woman at that time is the same as praying, but in another way? Yes, this is exactly right. It's important for a woman to know what a high station she is in and in what deep prayer. When a woman understands and completely knows this kind of deep praying, she wants to be in that station all the time. If the woman is a real beloved of Allah and lives in the real way of Allah, she will understand and she will taste where she is. In that station, she is more than before because she is at her nearest to him. She is also in the same case after she gives birth to a child for 40 days. I want to tell you the story. I visited the wife of my beloved father, Sidi Abu Ar-Rahman, in Damascus. Her name was Munawar. She was cooking. When she finished, she sat down and I said to her, come and pray with me. And she cut me off and said, I am praying. I know exactly what she meant. Yes, she was completely praying and was absent from this world. And later my father, Sidi Abu Ar-Rahman, asked me, what did she say to you when you interrupted her praying? When I told him the whole story, he said, yes, this is because she is deeply praying. I will give you another example. One day I wanted to make dhikr with some of my beloveds, the beloveds of Allah, And one of the women came to me and told me that she had her period. And I said to her, do not stop. Make the dhikr with us, even though you have your period. Allah looks to your heart and you have a tongue to begin the remembrance. When your tongue remembers the name, your heart will remember. He knows you more than you know yourself, and he knows about everything. And she made dhikr with us. And she was very strong. She was completely a real bride of Allah. Well, why is it forbidden for the woman to enter a mosque when she has her period? It's not forbidden. Who told you that? She can go, but she should not stay for a long time because the mosque, my beloveds, is not only for humanity. It's important to know that there are also angels there, and they are only created from light, whereas you have four elements, water, fire, air, and clay. Allah has also created others. The angels and those other spirits do not have a body like us. They have a different quality. And if a woman who has her period stays in the mosque for a long time, there's a danger that the blood will begin to show, and this would be very strong for those who are different from us. It would be like pushing them out, and it's not from the mercy to forbid the mercy to any spirit. Do you understand? Question. Today there are modern products which prevent the blood flowing outside. Okay. If a woman has something which forbids the blood from going outside, then there is permission for her to stay as long as she wants to stay. Well, I know an example of a case like that which I will relate to you. Last Ramadan, a woman came to me and said, I have traveled for more than 200 kilometers in order to pray in this holy place, and now my period has come. Another sheikh told me that I have to leave. Is that true? I asked her to show me to the sheikh, and then I asked him why he told her to leave the mosque, and I asked him where he received the permission to ask her to leave. Was this from the Quran or from his mind? And he said, this is what I know. I told him that this was wrong. Then I showed him the hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day Aisha, the beloved wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was in her home and her period began. At that time, the Prophet was in the mosque, and he realized that she has remained in the home, and he called to her, Aisha, come. She went to him and told him that she had her period, and he said to her, if you have your period, this does not mean that you're not clean. Allah looks into the heart and soul of a person. If you have a clean heart, and you know how to be clean with everything and everyone, especially with Allah, and in a place for Allah, then no one can forbid you to be in the mosque. So she sat with the beloved Prophet inside the mosque for a while. There's also hadith explaining how to keep yourself clean in this case, but today everything's very easy, like you say, and the woman can use something to forbid the blood to flow outside, so she can remain in the mosque as she likes. After that, I went with the sheikh into the office where many women were either praying or remembering the name, and I said to him, come, beloved, be here with the women and pray with them and say Astaghfirullah Azim and remember the name. Do not stop at the outside and do not forbid anyone to pray. Question. Is it correct that it is forbidden for a woman to make wudu when she has her period? Well, this is not right. Where does this idea come from? It is completely wrong. Some people do not even understand the outside meaning. My beloveds, some of those who do not understand say that when the woman has her period, it's forbidden for you to touch her or put your hand inside hers. Allah does not say this. This comes from the dark mind of people who do not understand. They also say that she can cook for you or wash your clothes, but do not touch her. I do not know what this means or from where it comes. She can help you, but it is forbidden to touch her hand? This is not from Allah, my beloved. You can make wudu. You can make wudu not only for the ritual praying. It's from the sunnah to wash your body, especially at this time. See what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his beloved daughter Fatima when she asked him if she could say astaghfirullah adhim or if she could make dua or remember the name while she had her period. And he said, wash yourself. Make wudu. Remember Allah. Open your heart. Open your heart always for Allah. No one can forbid you. See Him always and in every face. there's another thing which some people make that is even more dark. If a woman is about to give birth, some of those people who call themselves holy put her into a corner like in a prison, forbid others from her family to give her anything. Instead, they get a woman from outside, maybe a neighbor, to give her food. And again, where does this come from? She's giving birth in the right way. And in this case, she is more than holy, and Allah does not say to make what those people say, and none of his prophets have said to do this. Those people have no understanding, and this is still happening today. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that any woman who is giving birth needs all the mercy. And he showed the people how to be. When his beloved daughter Fatima gave birth to Al Hussein, the Prophet was like a slave to her. He cooked for her himself, and he washed the child. He did not give anyone else a chance to help her, but gave her everything she needed himself. And he always said to her beloved daughter, pray for me, make dua for me. This means that when she is giving birth, she is in a deep place with very holy blessings. He always took her between his arms. Excuse me when I say this, but many of those people who say that they are Muslim do not even understand the outside Sharia. If they understood the real meaning, they would see there is nothing but Allah. This next section is entitled How Men Should Treat Women, Ayat 223, Ayat 2, Surah 2, Ayat 223 of the Holy Quran. Question. There is an ayah in the Holy Quran, Surah 2, 223, in which it is not clear concerning what a man can do to a woman. Can he treat her and use her as he likes, like the cultivating of a field she is to be used? Can you explain this, Sidi? It is very important to put the two ayat of 222 and 223 in Surah 2 together, then the meaning is clear. The first verse says, and they ask you about menstruation, and I say, it is a period of stress for the woman, so stay apart from women during their courses, and do not come near them until they have purified themselves. And when they have purified themselves, go into them as you have been commanded by Allah. Surely Allah loves those who turn back from evil, and he loves those who purify themselves. And in 223, and the second, your wives are like fields to you, so enter your fields as you wish, but send before you good for yourself, but send before you good for yourselves, and guard yourselves for Allah, and know that you shall meet him, and give good news to the firm believers. Do not read these two verses separately, because then they are difficult to understand. The meaning is that it is not right to make love with each other when the woman has her period. It does not mean that she is not clean. If she was not clean, then why would it be allowed to sleep next to each other? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very careful about her because she has a weakness in her body, like an illness. The Prophet says, you can be with your beloved like one body, but do not make love with her, because in her case, the man would hurt her. This would make something not right in her body and soul. But when she finishes the period, you can make love to her. She can be with you, and you can give her like what she gives you. The Arabic word anna means at any time you like and at any time she likes. It is always important for everyone to know how to give and how to take. This is the meaning of these ayat. It is also important to know the deep meaning of the Arabic word heart, which means from where the child comes. There must be an order for a child to come, like Allah planting the plant. This Arabic word means that when you put the seed into the plant, then it grows. So this ayat is also saying that during the time the woman has her period, if they made love with each other and put the seed, she could not give birth. Question. Does this ayat mean that a woman is a metaphor for a field into which a seed can be put to grow, but this cannot happen if she has her period? Yes, exactly. When Allah makes the marriage between two beloveds to build a home, from this home come the children. If you want to have children, it's important to be careful not to make love when your beloved has her period. If you make love, there is no child, and you also harm her body and her soul. Allah likes to teach you the right time. It does not mean that the man can use the woman like what he wants, like an object or something. No. Allah is the merciful. And this ayat also says, Allah loves those who clean themselves. This means the woman during her period. He also says, the women are your garments and you are their garments. Quran 2:187. It is enough for men to know that there is no separation between the women and the man. It is important to always look for the deep meaning. For that Allah likes to say, it is important to always be one heart, one body, one soul in the world of the unity. If the person does not understand, this is not from Allah, but from himself. The Prophet Muhammad said, the most perfect in faith amongst believers is he who is best in manners and kindest to his wife. And that'll be the end of the reading today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.